All right, let's talk about the drones. What is going on? Let's talk to Minority Leader Vince Candelora. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's the deal here?
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, I guess there's been a proliferation of these drones all over the East Coast, you know, up to New England. I know our state is, everyone is saying they're monitoring them. So the government is telling us they're monitoring them, but we don't have any information on the origins of them. You know, under the FAA, you have to register commercial drones if you're using them. So you would think that if they're commercial, they could be able to track them down.
These would fit into that category. They're like 6 feet wide.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so. And it's just very odd that we don't have any information. I mean, we could shoot missiles out of the sky, but we can't figure out where the drones are coming from or track
I think
them.
They know. They're just not telling us.
You can follow one?
Yeah, they can't stay in the air forever.
Yeah, got them back down.
There was one lawmaker in New Jersey who had his drone follow a drone. Nothing came of it, but the people are thinking, yeah, let's just start following them and see where they're going.
Exactly.
There's one theory out there that they're sniffing for something like radiation. I thought, oh, wow, this seems interesting. They get some intel that maybe a dirty bomb has made its way into the United States, and now they're like, we're going to find it.
Right.
You know, and they're looking for radioactive, you know, signatures. And then why would they want to tell us that?
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Cause panic.
It's like, all right, we're all going to freak out now.
Yeah, exactly. Do it at night, cloak of darkness.
So that's one theory. There are a lot of theories out there.
Yeah, I mean, you would think with our government's technology, they'd be able to identify where exactly they're coming from. But now we have the problem of everybody's flying drones in the sky, so everybody's seeing them everywhere and thinking those are them. But it is curious. It looks like, you know, they moved up into the Bridgeport, Fairfield area as well. Some people, there was a state rep in Bridgeport that posted a picture of one that looks like a moon. It was like round. It didn't look like the typical drone that you see being flown.
Incognito.
Yeah, not, you know, the other thing is I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
I see some videos on TikTok. I'm like, is this real? Is this not real?
Someone make this.
I saw one changing shape. I'm like, all right, are they changing shape or is this one of those videos? They
merge footage from like two different places.
Right.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like, how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Right. Well, it's three.
I never know. Yeah.
It does feel a little like anybody who's got some kind of drone footage is posting it right now because they know people are going to be clicking on it.
Well, what?
Totally.
So what are you going to do today? Are you going to do anything about this?
We've been in touch with the Commissioner Higgins of the Department of Emergency Services, who has just continued to tell us they're monitoring them, but we really can't get any other information other than that. I mean, Connecticut obviously does not have as good a technology, I think, as the federal government. So I think everyone's sort of turning to our federal delegation to try to find out. The one thing you can't do that I found out, you really can't shoot them out of the sky because they're all regulated by the federal government. So they don't allow us, even if it's flying over your property, it's technically illegal to shoot them out of the sky. But somebody's going to.
Technically.
Right.
Technically, it's illegal.
Going to.
Well, I've seen footage of, you know, people firing at them.
Yeah.
They didn't shoot them out of the sky, but they were shooting at them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you mistake it for a bird, you could duck hunt, but, you know, or skeet shoot.
Exactly. Bull.
You know.
It's weird for John Kirby with the NSA to, on Thursday, say, you know, We looked. Most of this is just, you know, people are mistaken aircraft for these drones. They're not drones. It's actual aircraft, which is not true. And then he says, you know, they're all the ones that we found, the drones that we've seen, they're illegal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that the government is actually possibly lying to us.
Never happened before.
I know, but this is one of those situations where, hey, man, we're all seeing it.
Yes.
Yeah, and right. If you're going to lie, like, have a lie that it feels like, okay.
It's better.
We at least got some information. They just keep going, yeah, we don't know, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. Or tell us your testing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's right. Us and we're testing stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right, well, they're testing stuff.
We told
right. They're maneuvers
right.
Sanctioned by the U.S. military.
Need to know right now, you need to know.
I don't know. Seems weird. When you got the FBI, the NSA, Homeland Security, Coast Guard, all like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Got us.
Yeah, send the Boy Scouts. Send the Boy Scouts.
That's a lot of federal organizations all like scratching their head. I don't know.
And now what you're going to see is the legislature is going to put in like hundreds of bills regulating drones. That'll be the big topic come January.
So in Connecticut, where have we seen them? I heard witnesses said over electric boat.
Right.
I heard Charles Island, but that was Facebook. I don't know if we believe that.
Charles Island, Stratford area, also a lot in the Milford area.
Yeah, the Milford, Stratford, Bridgeport area is what I've heard, and New London as well. So the state is, you know, they are taking a look at it. So something has sort of mobilized the state to get involved. But beyond that, we don't have any other information.
I mean, if we're looking at, you know, of all the different explanations, if we're looking to find one that seems to make the most sense, it would be they think that or they got some intel that something got snuck into the country and they're trying to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something minute like that because we have satellites in the world. You know, I mean, people could already take pictures from above. So I don't know what intel, you know, a foreign country would be gathering by running drones up and down the coastline.
Yeah.
So it does seem like it's some kind of a...
Like we're trying to find something and we got these sniffing drones that could smell, you know, whatever, chemical.
Yeah. A certain thing.
Gas.
Like, yes.
Nuclear, you know, dirty bomb. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We need 75-foot cat to smack him out of the air.
Yes, there you go.
That's what. Unleash the giant kitties.
Like,
kitties.
Kitties love this. Good. Release the 75-foot kitty.
Oh, that's great. I love that idea. That's a great idea because then we're all happy too. It's like, oh, look at the kitty.
The cat's happy.
Everyone's happy.
Yep. There's a TikTok video from a couple of years ago. Someone had one of those little drones in the house, and the cat's looking at it. I'm really mad, and those are like, wham!
It's flying it up the stairs. The cat's just sitting at the top of the stairs. He's already waving at it. Measuring his shot.
Took it out.
And how many seconds did that cat solve that problem?
And had a good time doing
one shot.
One
didn't
shot.
Wave and miss.
Sent that thing packing.
Perfect right. Shot.
Yep.
All right. Vince, when you talk to all your you know, political friends, just say giant cats.
Right.
Giant cats.
Yes.
75-foot cats.
Send them out.
75-foot cats.
Release the 75-foot kitty.
All right. Well, what are you doing for the holidays?
We're staying local. People are visiting. And, I'll be hosting on Christmas Day. So,
nice.
Yeah, this guy can cook, by the way.
Yeah.
I try.
Vince the chef.
Well, if you want any brownies made by Holly.
I heard.
They can help in a number of ways, apparently.
You'll see lots of drones.
All right, Vince. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.